Wonderful Holy Spirit, we welcome your awesome presence to reveal the Word of God to our hearts. And Father, in Jesus' name, thank you for anointing your people to receive your anointed Word. And Father, I pray for such an anointing upon your Word, as the hearers listen, you would bring massive healing to every broken heart, every broken spirit, and every broken life. In Jesus' name. In St. Mark chapter 4, verses 36, and when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship, and there were also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awake him, and say unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? What a question. And he arose, and rebuked the wind, and said unto the sea, Peace be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, Why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? Looking at verses 30, there was a question that the disciples asked the Master. Carest thou not that we perish? Are you really concerned whether or not this storm destroy us? Our thought comes today. Does Jesus care if men perish? Does Jesus care if men perish? We are living in a time when this is a question that has arisen in the hearts, in the minds of so many people across America and around the globe. In lieu of what's taking place in our world today, there are so many people are so uneasy, they're so unrested, they are so disturbed, and the question is in their mind, does Jesus really care about what's happening? Does Jesus really care about me as an individual? Does Jesus really feel what I'm carrying? These are questions that so many people are now asking within themselves. And yet there are so many people, they're searching for answers as to what they're facing in their personal lives, as to why certain things has happened in the world. Well, the Word of God has spoken of many things that's to take place in this final hour of time. And since God's Word has already told us what's going to take place, I want us to know, in reference to this question, and it's the question that the disciples asked because they felt like, well, because Jesus was not physically up and right there when this storm hit the ship that they was on. The question arose in their mind, and you would sometimes wonder what would cause the disciples to feel like Jesus really don't care. Because if you look at the statement, they say unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? Do you really care if this storm destroy us? Do you really care if this storm take us under? And I know in this hour that we're in, this is a question that so many families are having. So many people walk the streets wondering, does Jesus really care about me? Does Jesus really care about what's happening in my life? Does Jesus really care about what's happening in my family? Does Jesus really care about what's happening in the marriages? Does Jesus really care about what's happening in the schools, that's happening in communities? Does Jesus really care if men perish? Well, I want to answer this question for us based on the Word of God In 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 9, it tells us, the Lord is not slack concerning His promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. What the Apostle Peter is explaining to us and making known to us is simple. The Lord is not slack in what He made promises to us that He's going to do. He does not go back on His word. And it's not His will that no one perish, no one be destroyed, no one be lost. Not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. That's His desire. That's His will, that men come to repentance to keep them from being destroyed. You see, because sin brings destruction. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Does Jesus care if men perish? I want to answer this question again from the Word of God. In the book of Ezekiel, chapter 18, verses 32, listen to what God is saying to Ezekiel. For I have no pleasure in the death of him that dieth, said the Lord God. Wherefore, turn yourselves and live. What God is simply saying is this. It's not my desire, it's not my pleasure, if men perish, if men are destroyed, if men die in sin. Because if men die in sin, they will be eternally separated from me. And that's not God's will. For no human being, and yet there are many people today that are spiritually dead. Many people have died physically, and they were dead spiritually, and they will be eternally separated from God forever. That's not God's will. And for those of us today that's on the earth, you might not know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. And this question may be around your heart. This question may have arisen within your being. Does Jesus really care what's happening in this world? Does Jesus really care about me? Who really care if I perish? Who really care if I go to hell? Because I've heard so many people say that you're going to hell. Who really care about where I'm going to spend eternity? My friend, I want you to know something. That Jesus does care about you. I want you to take this word personally. Jesus cares about you, young man. Jesus cares about you, young lady. Jesus cares about your future. Jesus cares about your present state. He cares about where you're going to spend eternity. And Jesus loves you, my friend. Jesus loves you just as you are. There is nothing you can do that will stop Him from loving you. Jesus cares about you. Jesus is touched with the feeling of your infirmities. Jesus feels every pain you have. Jesus sees what you are facing. Jesus knows what you are going through. And Jesus is concerned about your present state. It's not His will that you're in a state of confusion. It's not His will that you're in a state of oppression. It's not His will. It's not His desire that you're in a state where you don't know where you're going. You don't really know what you want to do. That's not Jesus' will. And yes, Jesus cares if you perish. As a matter of fact, He don't want you to perish, my friend. And I'm going to prove it to you from the Word of God that Jesus does not want you to perish. The devil wants you to perish. The devil wants to destroy your soul in hell. But Jesus died for you. I want you to take this personally. Jesus died on a cross for you. Jesus shed His blood for you. Jesus was buried for you. Jesus rose again for you. And you know what? Jesus is soon to come back. But He's only coming back for those that's ready. So my friend, yes, Jesus cares if you perish. He don't want you to perish. Jesus wants you to spend eternity with Him in heaven. But there's something you must do while you're on the earth. And that's surrender your life to Jesus Christ. Listen to me, my friend. Water baptism cannot save you. Church membership cannot save you. Shaking the preacher's hand cannot save you. No good works you do will get you into heaven. The Bible tells us, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by Him. Jesus said, Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him, and he with me. So, my friend, yes, Jesus is concerned about you. Jesus feels the hurt you're carrying. Jesus loves you in spite of who don't. Jesus is not condemning you in spite of the people that might be doing it now. And my friend, Jesus cares so much about you until He died to keep you from being lost. But it's something you must do, and that's surrender your life to Jesus Christ. You can come to Jesus just as you are. He said in Matthew 11:28, Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. My friend, Jesus is inviting you to come to Him today because He knows what you're facing. He feels what you're carrying. He sees your pain, your hurt. He sees your letdowns and your disappointments. And Jesus is your answer, my friend. And yes, Jesus is concerned about your eternity, where you're going to spend eternity when you leave this earth. And yes, Jesus feels the hurt you're carrying even now. And Jesus is asking you, will you let me in your life? Will you surrender your heart to me? My friend, yes, Jesus cares if you perish. He don't want you to perish. In spite of people telling you that they wish you go to the lake of fire, Jesus don't want you to go there because this place is real. And my friend, Jesus loves you just as you are, in spite of what you've done, in spite of what you're doing right now. Jesus Christ loves you, and Jesus wants to change you. The Bible says, Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. So, my friend, does Jesus care if men perish? Yes, He cares if you perish. And Jesus don't want you to perish, my friend. Here is the solution of you not perishing. In Romans chapter 10, verses 9, it says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thy heart that God had raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Simply meaning this, if you believe that Jesus died, that Jesus was buried, that Jesus rose again, and that He's alive today, and accept Him as your personal Lord and Savior, my friend, you shall be saved. And I'd like to take this time now to pray with you and to pray for you, to lead you into a prayer that will cause a new beginning to happen for you. Would you, my friend, repeat this prayer from your heart? Lord Jesus, I believe You are the Son of God. I believe You came to planet Earth. I believe that you hung on a cross. You shed your blood. I believe you died. You was buried. And that you rose again. I believe today, Jesus, that you're alive. Come into my heart. Be Lord of my life. Forgive me of my sins. Wash me in your blood. I now surrender my life to you. And Lord Jesus, I thank you for a new beginning you have given me today. Lord Jesus, I thank you now for knowing that you do care about me. You care about the condition I'm in. And I thank you today, Jesus, for a new beginning you have given to me this day. My friend, if you have prayed that prayer, you are now what the Bible calls a born-again believer. The Bible says, joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth, more than over 99 just persons which need no repentance. And yes, my friend, Jesus does care if men perish. And if you have prayed that prayer, I'd like for you to write us. We'd like to send you a booklet that would help you in your new walk with Christ. And this book is entitled, Welcome to the Family of God. It would instruct you and encourage you. So remember, my friend, yes, Jesus cares about you. In spite of who don't, Jesus does.